time for the emergency break of the week.
Well, our lead story is that Descending Hunan has a new song. Care to sing it for everyone, Craig?
I forgot what it was now.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
I sing Who You Talking To, and my three backup singers sing Diarrhea Pants.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
What's wrong with
Don't
them?
Laugh at that, Rich.
It's
Don't
funny.
Encourage that.
Who you talking to? And then they say that.
So you guys, yeah, and the way he says who you talking to, it's kind of cocky. You know, right. Like you're with someone to be reckoned with now.
You don't understand the deep meaning of my music.
You're right.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Classic BMW brings you the emergency brake of the week here at 7:57 on The Ticket. We'll give you three candidates, and we're actually going to let you vote on the winner at 888-787-1310.
That's a service we provide.
Yeah, it's a big treat for the P1s. You get to have a say in this whole e-brake thing and who the champion of this week will be. Candidate number one comes to us from Bad Radio. It's that Bob Sturm character who was just on with us about an hour ago talking about last night's Cowboys preseason game. They were talking about the retirement of John McKay at Channel 8. And Bob had this swing and a miss.
Would you be interested
in interviewing John McKay about what he thinks of the rise of Dale Hansen, social justice fighter? Like, do you think he thinks that's odd?
Maybe. I'd rather ask him about being the POW and everything. Oh, that's McCain? I'm sorry. Some sort of mix-up. What's next on the news?
The whole story.
He was. He hasn't heard a word I said.
Is either that or a Die Hard joke?
I feel like we should end it now.
Die Hard
I
joke.
I could have done a Nakatomi Plaza joke there. Doggone.
42 years.
Well, you know what? He's not retiring for 7 months.
All I remember is him walking on that glass.
Boy, you know, he was right, though. If you make little balls with your toes, it...
Wow. Fell pretty flat there for Bob, the John McCain, John McKay confusion.
I think that was a pretty good little joke there. Support Bob in this.
Do you?
Yeah, sure.
Anybody
sure
else?
Do. Sure it hurts.
I don't see much support from anywhere else, but yeah. Okay. Gordo gives Bob support.
Yeah, I support Bob.
His crew didn't, for sure. They tried to lay out on him. So there's the Bob Sturm Show up as candidate number one. Candidate number two from the Morning Musers. I always have a tough time with this name. George
Duncan.
Duncan.
You.
Okay. Yeah, this was me. And I've had this deal where I try to keep myself from coughing. And so I'll like have to cut off a word every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll make weird noises. And that was the case a couple of days ago when I made this weird noise.
Yeah, the more you read about him, it just looks like he's done a lot of bad things.
Yeah.
For quite a period of time.
He went to the U, right?
Up.
What was that noise you made?
I was trying to say yep. And
Some
Got cut off. Hit the cutoff man somehow.
Sounded like I was asking Deathbed George if Kellen Winslow went to the U.
Don't strain yourself too much, George. Okay. Don't feel like you have to talk about it.
That was a weird noise, wasn't it? Listen to this isolated. Up. Up.
Up.
Up.
Well, that's what's strange about it is that it's not cut off. It's the beginning of it's gone. If you're trying to say yeah.
Up.
There's no why in
Robart.
Up. Well, I was trying. I think right after I made that noise, I turned off my mic and coughed.
Okay.
So that's the only sound I can make. I was trying to say yeah. But it's an up. Up.
Up.
All right, one more time, the full thing.
Yeah, the more you read about him, it just looks like he's done a lot of bad things.
Yeah.
For quite a period of time.
He went to the U, right?
Up.
What was that noise you made?
I was trying to say yep.
Some mom.
Got cut off. Hit the cutoff man somehow.
Sounded like I was asking Deathbed George if Kellen Winslow went to the U.
Don't strain yourself too much, George. Okay. Okay. Don't feel like you have to talk about it.
Man, that is a weird noise. And that puts me up as candidate number two. And candidate number three is Mike Soroy. Now, maybe he was distracted because the Meg came out this week. But they were quizzing Norm, since Norm started in radio in 1975, they were quizzing Norm about what happened in sports in 1979. Or, I'm sorry, 75. And they were trying to give him, or Mike was, trying to give him a hint of this horse's name. And this was a horrible stretch to try to come up with a clue to help Norm out.
Who won the Kentucky Derby?
1975.
It rhymes with a nation that may or may not be involved in collusion.
Russia? What rhymes with Russia?
What rhymes with the United States?
Ruffian.
Oh.
That's the name of the...
That doesn't rhyme with Russia?
Ruffian rhymes with Russian. Close. Give him a better clue. That was a decent clue.
No, it wasn't.
All he wants to do is talk politics with you every break. It's fresh on his mind. That's when you come in here.
I understand.
And run
but
away
that
from
didn't
it.
Didn't rhyme with Russia.
Does ruffian rhyme with Russian? Yes. I'm right. Julie's thumbs is giving me a thumbs up.
4-year-old Raymond Donnie would have known that.
Do not agree with that because I would keep going.
In Mike's world, there are words that rhyme with orange. Yeah. Honest, there are.
I can't believe you tried to make it right.
That is a huge stretch, isn't it? That ruffian rhymes with Russian.
Russian.
Russian. I found that really funny. I think
funny.
Mike's funny. So those are your three candidates. The Bob Sturm Show, George Duncan, or Mike Soroy.
Mm-hmm.
You get the vote, 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly this morning. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello, sports caller. You're on the air.
I am an exceptional thief, Miss McClain, and since I'm moving up to kidnapping, you should be more polite.
Is that a diehard line?
I think so.
Okay, there's a Bob vote there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Soroy.
Thank you. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, the ticket.
My vote is for you, George, and go Mean Green.
Yes, indeed. Go Mean Green. God for the Mean Green. Could have their best team ever this year. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, let's go with Soroy.
Let's know this responsible voting here early in
love
the voting
it.
Period.
I love it.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
I'd like to vote for the Violet Air Banjo Wiener playing George Dunham.
I don't even know what that means, but I'll register your vote, sir.
It's so true, though.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Gesheted.
Oh, thanks.
I'd like to vote for the Terminator, and I'll sing in crack voice. Josie's on a vacation far away.
Not bad. Hello.
Not good.
You're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break?
How y'all bitches this morning?
Wow.
This is Donovan's old lady. What y'all white boys doing?
All right. We'll bail out of this impersonation. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
I don't know. You tell me, bitch.
Whoa!
All
right.
Come on. Don't get that salty. Hi, you're on the ticket.
The Sea Cow.
That's a Mike Soroy vote there.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, the ticket.
The Mighty Quinn votes for Norm.
Norm's not really up. Is that a mic vote or an under vote? We'll say under. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Te amo, mi nombre es Beatriz, te amo, el Mexican P1CR, pero I hate D-Rem Ramirez, y also te amo, Mike Soroy.
Sí, Mike Soroy.
Waste of everyone's
time. Es muy
time.
Bueno en Estados Unidos. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Sí.
What?
That's Soroy's?
Is that C, also candidate number three? What do you think? Okay, we have a winner, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Soroy has done it. He has done it.
Who won the Kentucky Derby?
1975.
It rhymes with a nation that may or may not be involved in collusion.
Russia?
What rhymes with Russia?
What rhymes with the United States?
Ruffian.
Oh.
That's the name of the...
That doesn't rhyme with Russia?
Ruffian rhymes with Russian. Close. Give him a better clue. That was a decent clue.
No, it wasn't.
All he wants to do is talk politics with you every break. It's fresh on his mind. That's when you come in here.
I understand.
And run away from
it. Didn't rhyme with Russia.
Does ruffian rhyme with Russian? Yes. I'm right. Julie's thumbs is giving me a thumbs up.
4-year-old Ryan Donnie would have known that.
No. Do not agree with that because that would keep
going. Well, the funny thing is, early in that, he really thought he had something there. Like, it was a great clue.
Right.
And then it was a bailout of, okay, we'll come up with a better clue. How many wins is that for Mike Soroy?
That's his first of 2018 and eighth overall.
Thank you, Killer.
Nice.
Nice job there. Nice job,
Mike.
Did
you visit the Robart?
What?
Robart.
I think that's even better than I'm fine with me. I think the Robart's my favorite killerism.